Jamal, if you can, just give us your summary of that one.
Obviously disappointing, you know, like we've come in to get 3 points, definitely come in not to get beaten. Obviously, like Derby Day expectations and like the occasion, I think, got to the referee a little bit. By the sounds of it, it looks like he slipped up on a couple of the goals. Like our goal was onside, their goal was offside, their third. The sending off, I thought, in another game it's a booking. But it's what happens, I suppose. Like it's what happens in football. We just got to, it's not nice, but we've got to take it on the chin and we've got to move on.
They were at crucial times as well, weren't they? Everything, the incident seemed to come at a point when the game was really finally balanced.
Yeah, if you look at when their keeper got sent off, and then straight after that, just before half time, they've gone and got the second, which is obviously disappointing, and it deflates the whole team, you know, going in at half time at 1-0 with 10 men apiece. You mean, like, you think you're right in it, and being Sheffield United as well, like, we think we've got a great chance, but obviously it's disappointing. But this happens in football, you know, like not everything goes the way you want it to, and you just got to work harder. We've got to work harder as a group collectively to make things better, to work together as a team to make sure that we eradicate these wrongdoings and all the rest of it. So we'll learn from it and we'll move on.
The Michael Higden red card, he gave the referee a decision he didn't really need to give him, didn't he?
Yeah, that's what I mean. It's just like, I think the occasion got to the referee, but it's the occasion and the fans screaming at the ref, like, it's helped to make that decision. So Higgy knows that, like, he could have gone about it a little bit different. But it's part and parcel of football. He's big enough and old enough now to accept that, and he'll learn from it, and he'll accept his what's that, 3 games he'll miss now, and he'll just come back, I'm sure, hungrier.
And you came in obviously in the second half, coming back from injury as well, and you managed to put quite a few balls into the box. You set up one of the goals as well.
Yeah, I mean, like, obviously it's been a frustrating last couple of weeks for me, like being away from the fold. Like, I hate being injured, and I think that's what every professional footballer would tell you. That's their pet hate, is being injured. But yeah, like I said, it happens, and I was just happy to be back and help the team try and get back into the game and feeling strong again.
How do you move on now? How do you move forwards after today? Because no one wants to lose a derby game, do they?
Oh, the only way to move on is by winning games. We got a great opportunity on Tuesday, and then at home to Leighton on Saturday. So we've got to go and do it, and I'm sure we will do it.
JPT on Tuesday, do you think you'll benefit from maybe being able to be involved in that, or would you prefer to maybe wait for another league game to come along?
No, I want to play every game. Don't want to wait for nothing. Like, what am I waiting for? Like, just want to play. Hopefully the gaffer will put me in. If not, then I'll just wait to come off the bench again or whatever. But no, I'm hungry. I want to play football. Just want to play as many games as possible.
Fully fit as well then?
Yeah, I felt strong when I came on. Like when I was running with the ball and taking players on, I felt good. So hopefully that can continue.
And this is only the second defeat, and I think it's 10 now for the side. So it's very easy to quickly look on the negative side of things, isn't it? But when you look at the overall picture, it's not been that bad a start to the campaign, has it?
No, but obviously we want to be better. We want to do better. We want to be almost perfect, you know. Being Sheffield United as well, we're a big club with big expectations. So we just hope that we can make this better on Tuesday and Saturday.